Good morning, Chad Moyer with you. It is time for our weekly market update as we visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska. And Roy, we had a noticed absence of you last week. We're not able to connect up last week, and you and the wife took a trip to Missouri, I understand. What was that all about, Roy?
Well, actually, it was the whole family. There were 10 of us. We had a house rented down there for a week, so we went down and enjoyed all the fun and games and shows and contests and all sorts of things like that. So good chance for two daughters and their husbands and four grandkids to get away. And we thought we were going to try to forget about the hot, dry weather, but that didn't work too well because it was hotter down there and drier down there than it is around here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask next, is from Cass County there down to Branson, Missouri, what did you see along the highways, Roy?
From on the way back a week ago today from Kansas City to Springfield, I would say we didn't see a stalk of corn that had a green leaf on it. Some of the beans were already turned brown, which, you know, that's pretty extreme when you get beans already brown in July. All the little mountain streams that run through the Ozarks, totally dry. The only place there was any moisture was behind the dams, and it was obvious that they were hurting too.
Yeah, and so that kind of, you know, this is what I was kind of afraid of, is it was going to be dry long enough that, you know, potentially a lot of these soybeans, even going dormant isn't going to help them. They'll actually, you know, not be able to do much in this weather, huh?
There's a limit to how long they can stay dormant. You know, here in Cass County, I'd say the soybeans, if you don't go out into the field from a distance, the soybeans look pretty good because for the most part they're still green, and in the evenings and early mornings the leaves are opened up, but middle of the afternoon, why the leaves kind of roll up and get that deathly gray color that we rarely see here in eastern Nebraska, fortunately.
And I might just throw in my two cents, because I went to Minnesota earlier this week, and traveling through northwest Iowa, I thought they had had plenty of, well, not plenty, but more rain. But the corn looks pretty tough through northwest Iowa, too. It doesn't get till north of I-90 that things really green up consistently. So, you know, I guess the point of the story is maybe, Roy, it's true. This is a huge drought that's going to affect tons and tons of acres, huh?
It is, and, you know, I guess the thing that's a little bit scary is crop insurance is probably going to pretty much make us whole this year with prices high like they are and everything, but, boy, what if we get another year of this? You know, everybody now is old enough that most of them have forgotten what it was like four bad years in a row in the 70s and three bad years in a row in the 50s, so... You know, I'm not trying to scare anybody, but I'm just saying that there's no guarantee that this is a one-year deal.
Let's talk a little bit about the markets. You and I were visiting before we went on air here, and you made the comment that the markets look tired. Talk a little bit about what that means to you, I guess.
Well, I think the situation is that, first of all, we've got corn close to $8 a bushel, and somebody has to buy that corn and try to make money using it. And, you know, there's a limit to how high the price can go and you can still afford it. And, you know, we may be getting close to that point now. And the other thing that you said, the reason that things look tired is that we've had a couple days now, yesterday and the day before, when the grain markets were actually a little lower. So, you know, just because the drought continues doesn't mean the prices are going to continue to go up forever. And do I know when that break might be? No, I have no idea. But I know the higher we get, the harder it'll fall.
Yeah, and something else I've noticed in these days, too, is, you know, it may be a little lower on the day, but it seems somewhat off the session lows, you know, which means there are still some buyers in the market. There's still some demand activity here.
Absolutely. It's not like the market's dried up. If that was the case, why, things would be going south real fast. But, you know, there are people that need corn. The ethanol plants need corn. People who have livestock have to at least feed what livestock they've got. They don't necessarily have to fill their lots again or fill their farrowing houses, but they still need corn to keep those pigs and chickens fed. So it's just a situation that we haven't faced in a long, long time, maybe never one that's quite like this.
How about basis? What's that done here in the last week or so?
Well, the basis has slipped a little bit. I mean, we would have expected that when we have basis at zero or sometimes positive, you know that that's probably not going to last forever. And we're kind of in a no man's land here in August and September, really after the end of the previous marketing year, but the new marketing year hasn't started yet. So there's just a lot of unknowns right now to deal with. And, you know, I think the big one is what kind of yields have we got out there. And I just had an extension educator in the last few minutes ask me, you know, what do you think the beans will make? What do you think the corn will make? And, well, you know, the corn, if it's brown, it's already done all it's going to do. And I've got some that looks pretty good and some that doesn't look so good. The soybeans, we probably still got a couple weeks yet that they could hang on. If I certainly hope we don't have to wait that long, but right now I'd say the prospects for beans are zero, but they'll get better if it rains.
Do you think the end users are anticipating, you know, what little new crop might become available here maybe a little earlier than usual?
Well, you would think they would. I really haven't talked to any of them, but, you know, there will be some new crop grain in some areas. I mean, obviously, any place that's got irrigation, there's going to be some new crop. And, you know, here in eastern Cass County, there will be some new crop corn because you can go out in the field and find ears that are dented. So, you know, what will it make? I hesitate to try to guess because it's certainly not going to be a normal crop, but there will be some corn available to feed.
Okay, quickly, what are just some of the keys that we need to watch for here in the near term?
I think we, you know, basically you need to be thinking about your risk in terms of the crop insurance price guarantee. If you're prone to using options, you might want to buy some put options to lock in that crop insurance guarantee. Otherwise, I'd say keep an eye on your crops, and when you think you've got a good handle on what they might make, why make a few sales.
And for folks that want more information, they can get that how?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
Always appreciate the information. Thanks, Roy. We'll try it again next week.
I'll sure look forward to it.
As do I, Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets every Friday morning here on KTIC.